Good morning. A flat start to trade is expected in Australia today, with SPY futures pointing up by just 1 point, and that'll follow yesterday's gain of 0.8% on the ASX 200. We did see a mixed session on Wall Street overnight. We saw the likes of the Dow Jones up by 195 points or 0.6%. The S&P 500 recovered. It was down at one stage. It has lifted by 0.2%, but it was the NASDAQ which was the biggest decliner. It fell by 80 points or 0.5%. We continue to see investors rotating out of interest rate sensitive technology and growth shares into value and cyclical stocks. In fact, to the S&P 500 index, if you look at what happened as far as the growth index is concerned, that fell by 0.3%, but the value index was actually up by 0.8%. And we did see, of course, those rising Treasury yields having some influence after the renomination of US Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell yesterday, with interest rate hike expectations brought forward for 2022. In fact, we saw Tesla shares lose 4.1%. We also saw shares of Microsoft down 0.6%, with Facebook parent Meta down 1.1%, and streaming giant Netflix's shares were down 0.8%. We also saw Zoom video shares plummet 14.7% on demand growth concerns. Revenue fell, and also, of course, less demand for video conferencing facilities as people return to work and restrictions are eased. With rising bond yields, we saw the US 10-year Treasury lift by 6 basis points to 1.68%. That's the highest level for 2021. And what that meant, of course, was demand for bank shares lifted, and the S&P 500 bank index was up by 2%. We saw gains for the Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, and also JP Morgan lifting by about 2.5% in tandem with those rising bond yields. The S&P 500 energy index was the strongest performer. It was up about 3%. We saw some of those spicier energy names in the US index, such as APA Corp and also Occidental Petroleum, lift by over 6%. Chevron was up 2% after the Biden administration announced they're going to release about 50 million barrels of crude from their strategic reserves. And we did see the lift in the oil price supportive of those energy names. Best Buy shares slid by 12.3% after the electronics retailer forecast fourth quarter comparable sales below expectations due to supply chain issues. And that was the biggest laggard on the major bourses. We also had an economic update from IHS Market last night in terms of purchasing manager indexes for the US. We did see a strengthening in factory activity in November from 58.4 to 59.1 points. However, services activity did scale back a little bit. The expansion still intact, but it eased from 57.6 to 56.5 points amid labour and material shortages. In terms of European bourses last night, European stocks slumped to a three-week low on Tuesday, and they clocked their worst session in about 2 months on those rising COVID-19 fears and lockdowns. We saw the pan-European Stoxx 600 index drop by 1.3%, with the DAX index in Germany lower by 1.1%. And of course, part of the reason for that is tech stocks fell by 3.4% on those concerns about rising interest rates in particular. We heard from European Central Bank Executive Board member Isabel Schnabel last night, and she said inflation risks are skewed to the upside, and of course inflation and also interest rate expectations rose on the back of that news. We did see a fairly strong outcome for the IHS Market Eurozone PMI last night. The Purchasing Manager Index rose to 55.8 in November from 54.2, shrugging off those energy concerns and also supply chain issues. But of course, the full effects of the infection rate increases and also lockdowns will follow through in the December reading in particular. It was a choppy session on the US bond markets. We saw US Treasuries up by 6 points, as I mentioned, to 1.68%. The 2-year, however, fell slightly by 2 basis points to 61 basis points. And we had a 7-year note auction last night of around $59 billion, and that came in at a yield of 1.59%. The Aussie dollar eased last night. It did start the session at around 72.30 US cents. It fell as low as 72.05 US cents, but it is currently trading at 72.25 US cents. The greenback hit another 16-month high. And interesting, last night we did hear as well from the US as far as the Japanese yen falling to 115 per dollar for the first time since 2017. So that greenback is strengthening amid interest rate hike expectations and safe haven demand. As far as commodities are concerned, base metals were modestly lower last night on the back of that greenback strength. However, we did see the iron ore price rebound from an 18-month low. It lifted by 5% to $99.45 a tonne. We did see shares of Rio Tinto and BHP up by around 3% in London trade. Of course, one of the key focuses at the moment is that some of that restraint around supply of iron ore. We're seeing that in terms of the seaborne market out of Brazil and also out of Australia as well. We heard from Mineral Resources last week, which chopped its guidance for output in fiscal year 2022 by up to 27%. So some of that supply restraint as far as the seaborne market is supporting the iron ore price. Of course, we also are seeing a key focus on Chinese production and also steel mills at the same time. In terms of the oil price, it rose by 2.3% to $78.50 a barrel. Gold futures were down by 1.2% to around $1,784 an ounce, with those rising yields pressuring bullion. And we also, in terms of markets today, we have an update as far as economic data is concerned here in Australia on construction work done for the September quarter. It could fall by around 6% due to lockdowns in Australia's southeast. We also have earnings results from Webjet and Virgin Money UK. Another big day of annual general meetings too. We get the likes of Ramsay Health Care and Harvey Norman updating their investors. And don't forget, the Reserve Bank of New Zealand announces its official cash rate today. A 25 basis point increase to 0.75% is expected. Have a great day.